Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio. I am your host. My name is Ron Ike, and you can call me Ronnie with a Y. I am doing a show today about sacred geometry. I'm really looking forward to working with Francine Hart's Oracle card. So I'll be taking calls from you all coming in, calling in, and doing readings for you as well. Now, if you are new to the show, I am an angel intuitive, which means that I was trained by Doreen Virtue to connect with the angelic realm. I'm also a massage therapist, Reiki practitioner, sort of a spiritual teacher in a lot of senses, and I love working with sacred geometry, and I was guided to do this show today. I know it's been a few weeks since I've done a show, so thank you for hanging in there and, you know, being patient. There's been a lot going on in my life right now. Some of you guys know I am a high school teacher, so now that I have the summers off, I'll be doing a lot more shows, and I'm just really looking forward to what the summer provide. Speaking of summer, it's been pretty hot here. Like, I don't know where you guys live, but where I am right now, it's like in the hundreds right now, and it's pretty intense, especially because we're so near to the actual start of summer, and, you know, we have the, you know, the summer solstice that we're having coming up soon. There's been a lot of intense energy happening in the universe right now, and a lot of my friends, and myself included, have been suffering from flu-like symptoms, which typically happen when we raise up our frequency, when we go through this process of ascension. And a lot of my friends have, like, you know, pretty bad flu-like symptoms. I had that for about a week, and it's finally subsided, but I'm hoping that it doesn't return. But if that's you, you know, just go with the flow and be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water and know that you'll make it through all right. And just a message. Speaking of messages, I wanted to draw a card for all of us today, for anyone that's listening. If you can't make it into the show, if you can't call in, I always pull a card, and I wanted to see what the message was for today. And the message for all of us right now is calm within. And what the card is speaking to, and if you could see the imagery on the card, it's a woman that has sort of, there's spirals everywhere, but around her head there's like these lightning bolts, but below, on the lower part of her body, it's like there's a calm within the storm. So it's speaking to us to say, yes, there's a lot going on around us, not just in our own internal world, but the universe, the planet, politically, socially, economically, spiritually, yada, 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 you know, and there's all these things happening. It's so important that we ground ourselves and go within and listen to the voice within and know that you are being guided. There's more guidance than you could ever possibly hope for. Sometimes it seems that we don't receive any guidance, or we don't, we ask for help, but it seems like we don't get any help. You're always being helped. It's just maybe not in the way that you're not maybe on the right channel. It's like being on the right frequency to hear the guidance that you're receiving, or feeling it, or seeing it. It comes in many different ways, but the long story short is that you are receiving guidance. You are receiving answers to your prayers, and this show might even be one of the ways you're receiving guidance. So be open to the universe and the different ways that your guides and your angels and your teachers will speak to you, because there's more than one way for that to happen. Now, just briefly, I do want to talk about one aspect of sacred geometry before I take your calls. Just first off, you know, like, the idea that something is sacred has a pretty profound impact on the world, don't you think? I mean, we call church sacred, you know, we call a lot of our spiritual practices sacred, but when we think of geometry, we think of, you know, that class that you had to take in high school, or you had to do proofs, and to put the sacred on it for some people seems sort of profound, and maybe it makes you feel uneasy if you were not a strong math student. It's not necessarily about the mathematics per se, although there is mathematics in it. It's the idea that these proportions and figures and designs are within all aspects of our universe, within our DNA, within our atomic structure, within the spiral of the galaxy. There are certain mathematical progressions, proportions, designs, structures, if you will, that are so fundamental that have been studied for ages, since the dawn of time, that we call them sacred. And it's really profound when you think about it, and especially, you know, science is proving this now. When you look at the molecular structure of some of the elements that exist, the molecules and the atoms arrange themselves in particular geometric structures, and a lot of these patterns are similar to what's called the Platonic solids. Platonic, maybe you've heard of that before. Platonic, because it's named after Plato. And they're basically these three-dimensional shapes. You know, we think of a square. A square is a flat two-dimensional shape, but the three-dimensional version of that would be the cube, and that is one of the Platonic solids. There's several different solids, not just the Platonic solids, but the Platonic solids are special because they have specific properties. And one of the properties is that all the faces of the solid are the same. They're identical. There's solids that have different faces. There's solids that might have, for example, a square and a triangle. If you think of a cube, for example, a cube has all the faces are squares. So each face is identical. Not just that, but they are also congruent. Remember that from geometry class, which means they have equal area. They also have equal angles to them. And there's a lot of other properties to them as well. One of the most interesting ones, I think, is that these shapes, if you put them, they all fit inside a sphere, and the corners of the solids will touch the sphere perfectly. So that's what's called the Platonic solid. Now, there's other solids, Archimedean solids and such and whatnot, but the Platonic solids are these ones that we consider, as people who study sacred geometry and scientists, as ones that are fundamental to our makeup. And one of the ones that I love working with is called the dodecahedron. And dodeca, if we think of it, deca means 10, and do for 2, so it's 12. 10 plus 2 would be 12. Dodecahedron is a 12-sided figure made up of pentagons. And each, like I said, each pentagon has the same area, has the same angles. And what I think is really interesting about the dodecahedron is that there's so much mysticism about it. There's all kinds of legends about it. It's been said that the ancient Pythagoreans, and by the way, the Pythagoreans worshipped numbers and figure and shape and so on, they would not even say the word dodecahedron because it was so sacred and mystical to them. Now, we can't prove that that's true, but there's lots of speculation about that. The dodecahedron, as I mentioned, also has 12 sides. The number 12 is very important when you study number theory. 12, of course, we have the 12 apostles, and 12 times 12 is 144. And also, when we think about the constellations, we have the 12 major constellations. So the fact that there are 12 major constellations gives rise to the fact that Plato believed that the dodecahedron represented these 12 constellations, with the Earth being in the center. So the dodecahedron is considered to be like the sacred Earth form. If you visualize the Earth being in the middle and the 12 constellations around it, the dodecahedron represents spirit or ether. And I actually have one in my hand. Actually, I have two. You can buy dodecahedrons. They have plastic ones and such, but this is a crystal one. So I have one is a quartz, clear quartz, and the other one is amethyst. And just by holding it and meditating upon it, you can feel certain frequencies. I have lots of different amethysts that I use, and amethyst, of course, is used for healing, for opening your third eye, for helping you meditation and such. But the shape of the crystal has a way to direct the energy as well. And as I mentioned, because the sides are equal, the angles are equal, the energy it feels like a more balance to it. But if I compare that to something more like a cube, which also has balance, but a cube is much more structure and foundation and grounding. Like a cube is more firm. We think of it like perfect, like like a perfect shape in a sense, like a, you know, but, and actually like, you could think of it this way too. The sphere we can consider to be the most feminine shape. The cube will be the most masculine shape. And the dodecahedron is kind of somewhere in the middle between that. It's not quite a sphere. It's not quite a cube. It's like in the center somewhere. So it's a good balance between masculine, feminine, you know, but I do feel more spiritual energy when I hold it. And I just wanted to talk to you about the dodecahedron, because if you notice, a lot of places around where you go in architecture and in industrial design is incorporating a lot of these platonic solids. In fact, I even found a metal dodecahedron. I was at this Home Goods store, and I was shocked. I was like, whoa, this is a dodecahedron. It was so cool. It has this gold kind of shimmery texture to it. But there's something deeper than just the shape itself. And I think it's really interesting that all these geometrical designs and shapes are coming into our consciousness at this time. The flower of life, for example, you know, the star tetrahedron, and so many other these things of sacred geometry. I can go on and on and on and on. But I wanted to talk to you about the dodecahedron because there's this mysticism about it. And that's one of the things I like about sacred geometry. One of the other things I wanted to talk with you about is that you can visualize in your meditations a particular geometric shape around you. And what I like to do, I don't use a dodecahedron, but I use a pyramid. And I visualize myself in a pyramid, and it stabilizes my energy. And it actually, I can actually feel my energy moving upward out the top of my head, out the apex of this pyramid. And it keeps me in a protective space. I feel like it blocks out some of the negative thoughts in my space and in my consciousness. And you don't have to actually make it a particular any kind of pyramid. You can just do a triangle to start with. You could visualize your base as a square and have four sides to it. You could do three sides, whatever you feel comfortable with. But it's very powerful in terms of raising your frequency. And it's just something to try the next time you're in meditation. You don't need to actually have a pyramid. You can just visualize it. And you notice a difference. And let me know how that works out for you, because I've been doing that for quite some time, ever since I can remember. It's sort of something that I just intuitively picked up on. But then as I started studying more spirituality and realizing that a lot of people were already doing that, I'm like, oh, that was pretty cool. So I just thought I would share that with you. So we are going to be doing sacred geometry oracle card readings today. And what I'm going to be doing is a particular spread from these cards. And the spread that I'm going to be using is called the Sacred Circle. It draws its tradition from a lot of Native American medicine, but it's basically like a mandala. We have the four directions, and we have the center, and each direction represents a particular aspect of your being, and using in cooperation with the sacred geometry, we'll be able to get some insights into your situation. So if we look at the east, for example, the east is where we always start. The sun rises in the east. That represents your spiritual body, information connected to your spiritual self. And then we go down to the south. The south is your physical body, and that'll give us some insight into what's happening physically. The west is your emotional self. I just read something the other day, by the way, about emotions, which I think is interesting. I just want to share with you. I heard that it's being represented as energy in motion, emotions. E for energy, motion, energy in motion. And the emotions are the way we express our spiritual self through us. Just something I would share with you. That was interesting play on words. So we have the east, the south, the west. Now the north, as we go to that spot, that makes a lot of sense. That's going to be our mental aspect, because the head is at the top of our body. That is anything to do with the mental things that are going on within us. And then, of course, in the center, that's integrating all of it together and finding how we can integrate it all within our lives. So I'll be working with those cards. I also have some other decks lined up if I feel called to do that. One of the decks I have out right now is Archangel Raphael from Doreen Virtue, because this works with healing issues. And before I take your calls, because I'm going to do that in just a minute, I wanted to also draw a card about healing for all of us. And what Archangel Raphael is telling me to tell us all right now is to keep the course, be mindful of other people and the path that they are taking, and don't worry, don't try to necessarily control or worry about what other people are doing. Just Let them be who they are, but still radiate your light from your highest self. And know that they will also feel that, even though it doesn't always appear that way to you. Okay, so that's a message from Archangel Raphael, but I'm also going to draw a card saying, be mindful. So it's also saying, be mindful. You know, like, we don't necessarily know what it's like for another person unless we're in their shoes exactly. We can imagine it. We can try to feel things psychically, but we don't always know that until we actually can be inside those person's shoes. So be compassionate with other people. So here's the message. There's two cards. One message is about, well, they actually go together. It's about sunlight and detoxification. Sunlight, of course, it's perfect because we're close to the solstice, and the sun in the northern hemisphere anyway is at the point where we're going to have the most sunlight that we can receive within a day. And also be mindful of the foods that you're eating, because certain food has a different amount of the energy of the sun. And we want to take in food, ingest food that's going to have that energy at a very high vibration, fresh, whole, organic food that can help us to better hear our guidance and to help us detoxify. Particularly citrus is really good right now, like orange seems to be good right now. But, you know, just listen to your own guidance, of course. You know, you'll know what you're being guided to. But the sun is also can be a healing tool for us. Like, I got this guidance when I was sitting out in meditation the other day. I didn't quite know what it meant, but I wrote it down. And it was basically saying that the light, the sunlight, has codes within it that are downloading into our vibration. And it, particularly, I worked on these exact words, harvest the golden light. I get these words, these images, and I don't necessarily know what they mean at the moment, but I was being guided to know that in the sun, they're hidden within it are these codes of light that if we can unlock them, that can unite humanity and help us to look for the seeds that we have been planted, that we have been planting for so many eons to raise our frequency, you know? So sunlight and detoxification, and especially, you know, I was listening also to this prediction show on, I don't know if you know this website, but espavo.org, it used to be called Lightworker, and one of the predictions was that the sun is producing this different kinds of radiation, so we want to make sure that we're careful, that if we're out in the sun for too long, that can affect us. So sunlight's great, absorbing the sunlight, but make sure that you also shield and protect yourself. So there we go. That's from Archangel Raphael. He also says not to worry, and you don't have to be in such a hurry about things. Everything happens in the right time. And speaking of time, it's time to get to the phone line. Okay, so I'm going to get to it. And if you are new to my show, I don't have a call screener, so all I see is your phone number, and I'm going to basically say your area code, and all I ask is that you please tell me your name and where you're calling from, and we'll get started from there. So I'm going to start with someone calling here from 229. I'm going to get you on the line. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi. Can you hear me? Thank you for taking my call. Yes, sir. How are you?
Of course.
Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, my name is Melvin. Yes, sir. My name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
I'm calling from Georgia. Hey, calling from Georgia.
You're calling from where? Georgia.
Georgia.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes,
is it hot in Georgia right now?
Well, it's hot, but it's been raining down here for the last month. Yes, every day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes it really humid, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Very. And then it gets hot. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Melvin, I have the sacred geometry cards lined up, and I'm going to be doing, as I mentioned, a sacred circle spread, which basically is going to give us some aspect into different aspects of your life. It'll be also be able to tell you what symbols are good for you right now, and also whatever intuitive guidance I receive from the angels, from my guides, and your angels and such. So, okay, so I'm going to connect with your guides and your angels and my angels as well, and we're going to get started.
Okay.
And Yeah. I'm going to start off by giving you some aspects, some insight into your spiritual self, into what's going on, into what might be of assistance for you at this time. So the card that I drew for you, it's the Seed of Life, okay? And it's a very powerful symbol within sacred geometry, and it's one of the fundamental building blocks of sacred geometry. It's, do you know about the Flower of Life?
I'm not too much familiar with it.
Okay. The Flower of Life is basically, there's 13 circles. The Seed of Life has seven circles, or six, actually six, excuse me, I'm sorry, it's six circles, but there's one in the center as well. So the Seed of Life is in your spiritual side here, because this is about the beginning of change. And, you know, it's very connected to the book of Genesis in the Bible, which is beginning. So there's a change happening in your space, a new energy, you know, that there's a lot of letting go of what isn't working. There's a lot of returning to your center, looking at a new way of doing things. So it's saying that you're on a path of understanding, a path of integrating, a path of putting it all together. There's a lot of information coming in at this time from your higher self. So you're being guided to also take notice of what's called synchronicities. Okay, synchronicities is basically a fancy word for like how everything happens for a reason, everything happens at the right time. So for example, you might be looking for a particular cheese in your refrigerator, I'm just saying, and then you turn on the radio and the radio says, oh, this particular cheese is on sale right now at this store just when you needed it. It's like those synchronicities where things happen right at the right moment. Pay attention to those things and how they're guiding you right now. Okay, I feel like sometimes in your space you feel like you're alone, and it's important to know that you only feel like you're alone. You're not really alone because you have lots of guidance around you. And there's moments in our life where we have to go within and follow our path on our own so that we can come renewed, because there's a lot of influences sometimes from other people, and they may sometimes lead us astray, but you're being guided to a new way of being. So it's all about, for your spiritual sense, opening up to your higher self and remembering and listening to the information you're receiving. Okay, so that's all that has to do with your spirit. That's what spirit's telling you right now. So then we go to the south, and the south, when we look at this spread, the south represents your body, your physical self, and we're going to get some guidance in what's happening there in terms of your physical body and also the changes that are happening. Okay, so this one's right away. So this one is a card that I don't see very often. I've got to be careful that I don't pronounce it wrong, but I think you say it Zolkin, and I'll spell it for you, T-Z-O-L-K-I-N. It's a very strange card, but it's a symbol from the Mayans, okay? And the Mayans, as we know, they put together the calendar that ended in 2012, the end of the old, beginning of the new. You know, some people have misinterpreted that to be the end of the world, but it wasn't the end of the world. It's the end of the old way of being. And the symbol, the Zolkin, is circular, and it's about you know, circles and cycles, basically, okay, and time. So in your in relation to where it's at in your physical self, how time is affecting you, and how sometimes you might feel like there's not enough time, and how you might be pushing yourself too hard to go forward, to get to the next place, or to get the next thing done. And time is an illusion, really. Time only exists in our physical mind. You know, the past and the future aren't happening. The only thing that's happening is the present. Everything else exists in our mind. So this card comes up to say, you know, pay attention to in your physical self how you've been maybe enslaved to time and not getting enough time to get things done in your life. And look at time as a tool, that can help you versus hindering you, and tell yourself that my needs are taken care of, my needs are met, there is always enough time, there is always enough love, I can get everything done. So look at it from that perspective and use time as a tool to help you. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So now that was the South. Now we're going to get to the West, and the West represents emotions, your emotional self. Okay, so we're going to look at, I feel like this aspect of yourself is very strong right now. It's very, very strong. There's a lot of energy being pulled to that. And what that means is that you want to balance all aspects of yourself, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional. But there's a lot of energy emotionally that's draining you right now from something. And I'm going to get some guidance into it. For this, I'm actually going to draw two cards. The card that I drew is about the Earth. So this, it suggests that you're very connected to the planet and some of the energy that's going on right now with the things that are happening in the planet is affecting you emotionally. Maybe some of the things that are happening in the news or just deeper spiritual things. But the card is wanting you to pay attention to how energy is moving, how emotions move. And the emotional self is directly across from the spiritual self. So they're connected, bringing harmony to the two. But they're also telling me to tell you not to downplay your emotions, because you do have emotions. What happens is when we don't feel these emotions and we don't face them, we press them down, and then when we don't deal with them, they can erupt into eruptions, like, you know, outbursts of anger, outbursts of whatever. So bring harmony into yourself, okay? And don't be so overwhelmed or you know, worried about some of the things that are happening in the planet right now or around you and people in your life. Like, really connect with yourself. That's what you're being guided. Connect with your inner self, because you're sometimes involved in what other people are doing or what other people have going on in their space that you lose track of yourself. Okay? Now, there's another card that came along with it. It's just for an extra symbol. And this one, it's the volcano card, and there's a volcano, which means, again, eruption, right? Like I was saying, that can happen sometimes when we erupt, and we want to have that balance. But the volcano is also about a connecting to a higher space. So, but I think in terms of where it's at in this spread, it has to do with, you know, eruption and just making sure you balance that out. Okay, so let's go to your north aspect, which represents the mental aspect of you. What's going on mentally, okay?
Okay.
Get my card, give me a minute. Okay, so here is the message. I got this card the other day, too, and this one's about dreams. So it's perfect because, you know, our mind is where the dreams are often created. But it's wanting you to pay attention to your dreams. Maybe keep a dream journal. And what a dream journal is basically is when you wake up, the first thing you do is you write down what you dreamt about. And you do this every day. And it's going to help you remember your dreams. It also helps before you go to bed to tell yourself, I'm going to remember my dream. When I wake up, I'm going to write it down. And you do that every day for like 30 days. And what you're going to find is that you'll have deeper dreams. And you'll remember them, because sometimes our dreams are like fleeting images. We wake up, we get on with our day, and we just forget all about our dreams. But there's a lot of tools there. We can use our dream space to help us. And it's also wanting you to pay attention to your daydreams. You know, what are the things that you're putting your energy in? What are the things that you're dreaming about? Like, what do you really desire? And start putting more energy into that, into the things you want, and dreaming your full whole capacity of everything you can possibly want. Okay? So there's one more card. Now this is going to tie it all together.
Okay.
So this is integrating it and tying it all together. So let's see. Okay. So this is the card. So the card that I chose here, it's the number 5, which again is about change. seems there's changes happening, but this is also, this is called Divine Doorway. And it's a beautiful card. There's lotus flowers, which represent spirituality and balance. But I'll read you a little bit from the guidebook on what it says. It says, this card invites you to contemplate a doorway to your divine center. And this doorway will lead you past the constraints of your third dimensional self to a place within. And you can ask your guides and your angels and your teachers to help you to move into a quiet place where you'll be ready to receive exactly the information that you need at this moment. Now, on the card, Melvin, there's water lilies, like I said, the lilies which represent connection to enlightenment and spirituality. There's also an angel on there. So I feel like there's a lot of doors opening for you, but it's up for you to choose which one is brings you the most joy. Sometimes I feel like there's a lot of decisions that you have to make, and you might be caught up in your mental aspect of it, but you want to come from a spiritual side of it. Okay, so again, I'm going to go through it with you. We have the flower of life, or seed of life, which was there's beginnings of change. Your physical self had not to worry about time, kind of go with the flow. Balance your emotions out. Don't be afraid to face them and express them so that you can fully be who you are. Pay attention to your dreams. Maybe carry a dream journal. And then walk through the doorway, but listen to what your spirit and your heart and your soul is telling you versus your mind. So that was the spread for you today.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Yeah, thank you so much. That was great.
Absolutely. Do you have any questions about it or need any more clarity? Or?
Yeah, because I'm going through situations on my job. And just next week, I got injured on my job back in July of last year. And I have a lot of concerns about it. And I'm going to be having surgery on my left knee. Because I injured my knee, my lower back, my hip, and my left arm, all on the left side. I have nerve damage, so I'm going to be having surgery.
You have nerve damage, wow.
Yes, sir. Well, they said the doctor said I had nerve damage on my left side, all the way down to my toe. But I'm mobile, I can move around and all that, but it's just a real bad pain in my back and in my knee. But they're going to scope my knee next week. And do you see that's been a successful surgery for me? Recovering and getting back to Melvin and losing weight.
And you said it's on the left side of your body?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I injured my left
just to
knee.
Give you, I just want to give you a little bit of, this is for anybody that's listening, the left and the right side represent feminine and masculine aspects of ourselves. The left side of the body has to do with connection to our feminine self, but it also has to do with female figures in your life, whether it's mother figure, grandmother figure, wife, or relationship, anything to do with feminine side of ourselves and balancing that out. So any issues that happen on the left side of the body could be related to something in your life related to a feminine person in your life. So think about what that could possibly be. But in terms of what you're asking, the question about the surgery, you know what I'll do is I'll connect with Archangel Raphael. I'm going to get some guidance from Raphael, the healing angel. So okay. Give me just a moment here.
All right, thank you.
So what Raphael is telling me to tell you is to surrender. And that's hard because there's so many things going on right now within yourself, within the planet, and it's overwhelming for you, which I sense that. But he's saying your prayers have been heard, and it's important that you surrender so that you can let the healing happen, is what I feel. I do get a sense of healing. I feel like there's a good outcome. I'm going to get some guidance from the Oracle cards here too.
Okay.
It is interesting. The card that I chose says, "Laughter is the best medicine." So it's perfect because when things seem like they're overwhelming for us, we get so mired in it that we forget to joke around or to laugh. You know, and this is saying, you know, try not to take things so seriously. There is a young person that I feel that's really helping you, like whether it's a grandchild or there's a young person in your life, and like a child, like I sense that there's somebody that's really rooting for you or helping you to some capacity. So I'm not sure exactly who that could be, but I just see a young. What's that?
Is it someone here or passed over?
No, it feels like there's somebody that's living, so I don't know who that could be, but that's just what's coming into my mind. So that's what I'm just sharing with you right now at this moment. Okay, so let me see if there's anything else coming through for you today.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. They're showing me an image of a bird, and this bird is sort of like a messenger bird. So I think that means what they're telling me is that your angels and guides are communicating you through animals, through birds, and you're getting messages, and you're not maybe paying attention, or maybe you are, but they're acknowledging that there's birds that are communicating with you. And late at night when you're going to sleep and you're feel like you know, like you're going through all alone again, they're saying you're not alone. Interesting. Is there a Walter that you know?
Walter. The only one I do know is one of the guys that worked with me on my job.
Okay.
Walter.
I don't know where that...
We call my nephew Walter. But that's not
okay.
His real name. Nickname.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, there's something about Walter, and I'm not sure exactly what it could be. But generally speaking, Melvin, you know, I know that things are going rough for you right now, you know, but can find time within yourself to really go within and try to make the best of the situation, surrender if you can. I'm not really getting anything bad about your surgery necessarily, you know, but I do feel that's important. You're going to have to take it easy, of course, obviously, you know. And just like I said, just try to surrender as much as you can. I'm going to send you some healing energy right now to help you as best as you can try to receive that. And just know that I'll be continuing to pray for you to hope that everything happens in your greatest good and that only good can come of this for you, of course.
Okay. That'll be great. Yeah. I think that everything will come out fine. I'm a diabetic and I have to just really take it easy and relax. But, you know, I just have concerns about me. I don't like being put to sleep. That's all. But I don't think the doctor that's going to do it, he knows, he's pretty famous around in this area in South Georgia, up in Atlanta area, you know, so he's, I put my faith in my God and my angels, and I know they're going to do a great job.
That's what you needed.
I know they're going to do a great job. Yeah.
Well, I'll be rooting for you, Melvin, and definitely, I'll be definitely praying for you, okay?
Okay. I thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope you have a good weekend.
All right. You too. Now, you too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so if you would like to call in, you can call in the number to receive a reading. It is area code 347-945-7934. And I'm doing sacred geometry oracle card readings. Of course, whatever other guidance would like to come through, I acknowledge that as well. So if you notice, the spread that I used was pretty interesting, and it allowed us to really zero in on what's happening in different aspects of Melvin's life. Now, there's many different spreads you can use for tarot. This is just one of the spreads. You know, the idea with the spread is that it allows you to have that card focus on one particular aspect instead of just being a general reading. Okay, so I will be on the air probably again next week. I'm not sure exactly what my topic will be, but if you have an idea that you would like me to talk about or you'd like me to speak about, please let me know on my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, or my website, ascensionmagic.com. So I don't see too many other callers calling in, so I'm going to wait probably about 30 more seconds, and if I do, I will take your call. You're going to get right to it. If not, then we will pick it up again next week. So what I want to do also, while people are waiting to call in, I'm going to draw a card from the Osho Zen Tarot. I don't know if you've ever worked with Osho Zen Tarot before, but Osho Zen, it's basically a tarot deck that is very connected to spirituality. You know, there's angel decks out there, and there's sacred geometry decks and unicorn decks. This one is very, very connected with spirituality, and I'm going to connect with the angels and see what they would like us to know right now. I'm shuffling. Okay, so this is what the angels are wanting us to know right now. They're wanting us to be aware of how we think about ourselves and any kind of guilt that we might be facing. And this card comes from, again, Osho Zen Tarot, and it comes from one particular, there's different suits, just like every tarot deck has suits. This one is from the Clouds suit, which typically I believe has to do with mental things, and it's the eight, the number eight. So when we're looking at it, and we're going to go to it right now, so this is the Eight of Clouds, is guilt. And this is basically saying, you know, forgive yourself, because there's nothing really that we can do wrong, quote unquote. Right and wrong are basically just judgments that we create. It's important that we not punish ourselves for the failures that we've perceived in our lives, but know that we're perfect just as we are. And the more that we can do that and let go, the more freedom and peace that we'll receive in our lives. So there we go. So that's from the Osho Zen Tarot. I'm going to get back to the phone lines, and it looks like I have someone calling in from area code 678. I'm going to get you on the line. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hello, how are you? I'm good.
Good.
Ron.
Good.
My
so
name is
I'm
Regina.
Doing sacred. Oh, hi, Regina. I haven't heard from you in a while.
I know.
So I'm doing sacred geometry oracle card readings, and I'm doing a particular spread today. The spread I'm using is called the Sacred Circle Spread. I don't know if you've been listening, but it basically, it gives insight into different aspects of our life. Okay?
Okay.
So are you open to that?
Sure.
All right. So give me just a moment. Connect here. Okay. So as we connect here, so we're going to connect with Regina. And we're going to start with the East. And the East in this spread represents our spiritual self and what guidance wants to come through at this time in terms of our spiritual self. Now, there's a symbol that I chose here. This is called the Jhakana, which I'm not super familiar with, but it's basically, it looks like almost like a like archery in a sense, but it's crosses. I'll tell you a little bit more about it and how it relates to your spiritual self. So this card is in your spiritual center because it's about progress, okay? And the Chacana is a symbol, it's a square cross from the Andean people of South America. And it's directly related to the Southern Cross, which is in the night sky. Now, in the Northern Hemisphere, we see the Big Dipper. In the Southern Hemisphere, they see what's called the Southern Cross. And the Southern Cross represents steps or levels to indicate progression of consciousness, progression to the center, to your true self. So you've been returning to your true self. And I see a lot of deep, deep, deep purple. I'm talking like beautiful, deep, dark purple. It's just a really, really pretty color, which is very, very, very spiritual. But I also see within that an opening of a white lotus flower, like a white flower that's opening and blossoming, as if to say you're really connecting more to your spiritual self. So it's there to acknowledge where you stand at this moment in time. And from that place, you can see the past, present, future, all as one, all connecting you to yourself. So it's saying that you've made a lot of progress. You're making progress. There's obviously, of course, work to be done. But I also see lots of gold here. I see golden energy. I see lots and lots of gold, like a golden key. So if you're given the keys to unlock things, like, and also see like a chest, like an opening up a treasure chest, which to me represents abundance, represents a windfall of abundance that could be coming your way.
Wow.
So that's a pretty powerful card right there in terms of your spirituality. Okay. So now we get down to the south. The south represents your physical self and what's happening physically with your physical self. And we're going to see what comes up with that. So,
okay.
All right, so this is a card. So these are beautiful cards that are coming up for you. So this one says invitation. And I'm trying to see what it has to do with your physical self. So this one, when I look at it, it's about other dimensions. Okay, so there's like a picture on the card of all these like, almost looks like portals, like doorways to other dimensions. I'll read you from the guidebook. It says, lightworkers everywhere are exploring and adventuring into realms of light, energy, and vibration, which often appear as grids or matrices. And these matrices of light connect everything in existence. From the infinitely large to the infinitely small, everything vibrates in divine order. This card is a doorway or a portal or a stargate. And within this vision, you can travel to other dimensions of time and space, places that may not really exist in your three-dimensional reality. Giving yourself permission to explore is, is the first step. Gathering your courage to leave the security of the known and venture forth is the next step. So it's interesting that this is in your physical sense. It speaks that your physical self is here, obviously, in the third dimension, but there's this huge overlay of higher dimensions over that. So oftentimes you might feel like your body is not grounded, like not necessarily that you feel spacey, but that like you're walking between different realms, like you're walking between different realities, and you're trying to make sense of that. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's kind of how it feels like to me in terms of your physical space.
Okay.
So the next card that we're going to pick, this is the West, because that was the South, and this is your emotional aspect. Okay, give me a minute. Emotions. Okay. So in that aspect, we have the Taurus, and the Taurus is basically a fancy word. It's kind of like a donut. It really looks like a donut. And the Taurus, it's basically the shape of the universe. And also, it's the human heart. So it's interesting. So your emotional aspect is very connected to the heart, but there's things that are being brought to the surface right now to be released. Magnetically, they're being drawn to you so that you can release them to the surface and you can cut the ties of whatever it is that doesn't bring you, if it doesn't bring you joy, It's like you want to say sayonara, you know, if it doesn't bring you happiness, like close the door on that chapter of your life and don't allow those things to continue to come into your heart so that your heart can move to higher vibrations of reality. It's like a circular motion as well. I feel like it's magnetic too. It's drawing things through your heart center. Your heart is where you want to be as you kind of feel out where you want to go in this next step of your life. So you're returning to that center, to your heart, and it's okay to, as one door closes, another opens, you know? That's kind of what I get. Okay. Now, the north, mental. Oh, this one here, okay. Okay, so that card is the lesson. And it's interesting because our mind tends to overanalyze things a lot, you know, but sometimes we can be too much in our minds. This card is here at this time in the mental aspect to look at all that you're learning right now and to process that, to really process that and make sense of it, not just from a spiritual aspect, not just from a physical aspect, from a mental aspect as well, and to use the mind as a tool, but to not overanalyze it, you know, like bring integration to it. So it seems like there's a lot of messages in this spread today about doorways and connectedness to all these different things. So walk through the doorway, but listen to the guidance that you're being receiving, of course, always.
Okay.
But the lesson, as I said, it's just how, what things are you learning right now? We're always learning, of course, but what's the big lesson? And what's the thing that you really need to let go of? That you really need, there's something that you really need to say goodbye to, something that's sort of draining your energy, and I feel it in your solar plexus. They're telling me to tell you that it's time. It's time to walk the path. It's time to really follow your dreams and take some risks, in a sense. It's kind of what I feel that they're telling you. Like, things are coming full circle right now, and you might not feel like you're safe, but that again, is your mental aspect creating that. You're as safe as you create it to be in yourself, within your life. You're as safe as you create yourself, okay? So give yourself permission to rise up above this. Now, integrating it all together, we're going to draw one last card. Okay, so this is the one that integrates it all together, and it's the square. Square is a very masculine shape, but square is also stability and structure and bringing stability to the sometimes chaos that you might feel in your life, you know? The square can bring, like I said, structure and stability to things. Being in the center, it's the center. So you're going to find integrating it all together by having structure there. And also honoring the four directions, honoring the male aspect of yourself, and allowing you to, like, the male aspect is what speaks out and what moves forward and what wants to go forth and do things and not be afraid. And that's what you're wanting. You're being guided to step outside of your comfort zone a little bit and take these action steps, these leaps of faith that you know you want to take, even though you can't really see where they're going, but still you know intuitively that there's something better in terms of what resonates with you on a higher vibration that you can be doing. So is this all making sense to you? I know it's a lot.
Yes, it's making sense. It's resonating with me because it's a lot of things going on. So, and I really want stability because that's so funny with the square, because it's a lot of, it seems like I got chaos or drama and I'm trying to rise above it so I can just persevere and just keep going. And then with my career aspect or my job, I left a temp job and that's all I had was just temp jobs. And I'm like, I won't, I want something that's going to stick with me for a while, for a long while. And then and then some people will tell me, oh, maybe you need to start your own business. And it's just like, I don't have the money to do all that. So I don't know where direction I'm going to go here and there, who I'm going to meet. I don't know. And so I'm just trying to put all the connections of these temp jobs that I have, and you just never know who you may meet that might know someone. So I'm just trying to guide myself and to see where
what
I'm supposed to go.
What I feel this spread speaks to, it's wanting you to look at it from a higher perspective. Remember, the Chakana was looking at things from all aspects and making sense of the progress that you have made. But the big message is looking at everything as a lesson, but letting go of the past, letting go of what is not serving you. There's a big message I feel intuitively for you about letting go. And I feel that there's an animal that wants to come through to work with you. So I'm actually going to draw a card from the Druid animals to kind of see what animal spirit can be good for helping you kind of make sense of all this right now, to help you just to see things from a different perspective. Okay, so the card that I drew is the swan. Well, of course, we know the swan came forth from the ugly duckling, right? That story about, you know, like transforming from something that maybe not seems so good into something beautiful and amazing. But now the swan, though, in this sense, it's about, I feel it's like spreading your wings. Like it can mean different things, but when I'm looking at it, the swan is very, the swan is protective of people that are disenfranchised, people are of young ones, people that are like not being protected, like protected almost, like a protector. And that's a strength for you. And having the swan in front of you can help to protect you so you don't feel taken advantage of as well, because sometimes you might do a lot for other people, but you need to also do stuff for yourself. You need to take this time to say, what makes me happy? What do I want to do? What do I really want to do with my life? And being okay with that. And the swan also represents love and beauty within yourself. It can mean a lot of different things, but in terms of why it came up at this time, swan is here like almost like a mother hen to protect and giving you that sense of protection, but also helping you as you nurture others, and particularly younger people, like as you oftentimes are like a mother figure for them as well. So that's what the swan can help you with. But overall, like I was saying, like give it, they're telling me to tell you to give yourself time. Okay, cinnamon is good right now for some reason, whether that's like burning like cinnamon incense that you can buy, or eating cinnamon. There's something about cinnamon that's going to help you to just connect with a different aspect of you. I feel like, but they're also saying, give it time, give it time. You're wiser than you know. You're wiser than you know. Say goodbye, say goodbye, say goodbye. Like goodbye to the things that aren't working. Cut the ties. Like you're putting too much energy into the past, into what's not working. Like, you know, oh, this didn't work out, that didn't work out, but not enough energy into the other aspect, which is, oh, this is working, or this will work, or this could work. You know, like you're you're being bogged down by not necessarily negativity, but like polarity, like but the opposite polarity. You want your polarity to swing in the sense of this is what could work, this is what could happen. There's all these wonderful doors opening. You're not putting enough energy into that. Like you're not, because you're letting yourself get bogged down in the physical aspect of it. Like you have to see it to believe it. You have to have it there in the physical sense versus, you know, everything starts with spirit. Everything starts with spirit. And when you put it out in spirit, then it will manifest in the physical. It's the absolutely the opposite of what our conscious mind wants. You know, our conscious mind, like, I got to have it right here. I got to feel it. I got to sense it. You know, but in the opposite of that is, start from the spiritual aspect of that and spread your wings and look for, open some of those doors. You know, there's infinite possibilities available to you. And I'm asking Archangel Michael to cut cords of fear and to open up possibilities for you, to help you to see these different ways and pathways that you can see, and to let them be shown into your life right now. And I feel like that's what you need. I also saw a boar, an animal, come in. And the boar, it's about leadership and the warrior spirit and taking direction. So you want to take direction. You want to just, like, take all these messages you're receiving intuitively and not listen to the naysayers, what other people are saying. It doesn't matter what so-and-so, how they're progressing or how they're doing so great. It matters what you're doing, your soul, your vision, and what you have to offer and bring to the world. So bring that in and let that guide you and just let the angels push you and take you where you need to be, okay?
Yes, okay. Yes, I am taking it all in, Ron. So don't worry, I am.
Okay.
Because it's making a whole lot of sense. So
good, good. Mm-hmm. You have a lot to offer. You have a lot to bring. You're just, I feel like you're worrying too much about how it's going to happen. You're worrying too much about how you can bring it about. It's like, don't worry too much about how. Just know that you have what it takes. You just have to let it manifest. Ask the angels to give you a sign. Ask them to give you the most beautiful way to bring forth these gifts and talents into the world, and then just let that happen. Don't worry about how, you know? Like, there's infinite things that can happen.
Right. Right. You're so right on that. Okay. Well, I will take that all in, like I said, because it really is just a reading that I need to hear today or a message that I need to hear today and just to make me move forward.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You're absolutely welcome. Okay,
and
I hope you have a good
day.
Weekend.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, I think I have time for another call here. I'm going to get to 248. I'm going to get you on the line. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm good. My name's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. So what I'm doing today is sacred geometry, oracle cards, and whatever else wants to come through. And I'm using a particular spread called the Sacred Circle spread. Okay, so I'm going to grab the cards and connect with you and get started, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Where are you calling from, by the way?
South Detroit.
Detroit. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Chicago, so, you know, a few hours away from there, but still. Midwest. I'm a Midwestern person.
I almost went there this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. I know it's pretty hot there right now. I hear that. That's what my mom's telling me. She's like, it's so hot here right now. Okay, so we're going to start with the East, which represents your spiritual self. Okay? All right. So the card that came up for you is the Pentagon. Now, the Pentagon is a five-sided figure, of course, and the Pentagon is about... there's a lot of different things. It's a number five, and the number five is about change, but in this particular set of cards, it's about connecting with your power and your excellence, okay? So in terms of spirituality, it's connecting with the part of you that has power, and I feel like right now, like, you're kind of spread out a little bit in terms of your energy. There is there's anxiety in your energy field, so I'm going to ask the angels to kind of clear that away a little bit. It's wanting you to connect with the part of you that brings you power and security, and knowing that it's okay for you to be powerful, it's okay for you to be who you are, and to bring balance to that. Now we're going to get to the South. Oh, this one comes out right away. This is your physical self, and this is the high tide, the card that came up, and this card is full of spirals, and the spirals are about action, taking action with your physical self, moving your physical self out there through, you know, through, like, breathing practices, like Qigong would be really good, like Tai Chi, yoga, any kind of movement, motion. But it also says that there might be a lot of things moving around you that you might feel powerless against. So using your intuition, you can feel safe within these high tides, these waves that are coming towards you, you know, and just bringing balance to that, okay? Now, the west position is your emotional self, and we'll see what comes up with that. Okay, emotions here. Let's see. All right. So this one, it says love and power. It's number 64, but there's a lot of imagery on the card, like a lot of imagery, and it's going to the heart center. And it's really the last card in this deck, and it's the culmination of the wisdom of sacred geometry. And there's, a lot of geometry on the card, but it's moving towards your highest good in harmony through the heart center and moving through the heart wisdom, because this is in your emotional side, in your emotional aspect, which says that there might be a lot of drama unfolding around you sometimes, but we must accept responsibility for our actions and use our power wisely. Because sometimes when we speak out against injustices or we speak out against things in our life, we have to make sure that we do it from a place of compassion, from a place of love. So you want to make sure that you're coming from that place of center, okay? And let me see what else I feel when I look at this card. It feels too like there might be, you might feel that there's things that are lacking in your life, but there's nothing that's lacking, okay? Everything is being provided to you. Now, let's go to the northern aspect. The north is your mental aspect. Okay, get the right card here. Okay, I'm still shuffling. I have to find the right card. There it is. Okay. Now, this one came up today already. It's the volcano card. And the volcano card has to do with change happening, an eruption basically as well. So in the mental aspect, it's basically saying to expect change, but how do you deal with those changes in terms of your mental processing? How are you? Are you coming from a spiritual aspect? Are you coming from a physical aspect? How are you balancing things out? And how are you using your mental capacity so that you are balanced and that you are being able to use your mind to the capacity to as a tool? You know, and because sometimes we can overanalyze things too much, and this is saying to embrace the changes that are happening within you, okay? Now, in the center, ties it all together. This is the integration of all these things. Okay. All right. Now, in the center, we have the Starry Dreams card, which is about your dreams, basically, and integrating all these things through your dreams, whether your daydreams, your actual physical dreams that you dream at night. As I told one caller earlier today, it's important to keep a dream journal, write down your dreams as they come up. But, you know, there's a lot of different imagery. As I look at all these cards together, it's suggesting there's a lot of layers and dimension to you, and there's all these different symbols, which speaks to the depth and complexity of you. Okay, you're a strong person, a very strong-willed person, but it's important that you don't come off as being perceived as frightening people away because of that. Because it's like very much like a powerful energy, and that's that spiritual sense, that power that you have. But balancing that out, and at night when you sleep, you can ask the angels to help you clear in your dreams. You can also do healing in your dreams. You can travel in your dreams. But the strongest card I feel for you right now is the East, which is the spiritual one, and that's that balancing that power within you and feeling okay with that and finding ways to balance it out with all aspects of yourself. So that's kind of the gist of what I feel for you today, Jennifer.
Thank you. Is that like for one point in time, or is that like, you know, 6 months, years?
Well, it's basically what I feel for those aspects at the moment. So it's not really like
okay.
Going back in time, past, present, future. it's kind of just like looking at your energy. As I said, you're a very strong person, so that's finding a way to balance that, so and grounding that, so it's not so you can actually ground some of that into the earth a little bit, so that it doesn't frighten people away, and then you can bring in some of your power a little bit and channel that in to do more things into the earth and create more things with your life.
Thank you. That's a great reading.
You're welcome. Well, thank you. I hope you have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am actually out of time, so I am going to say adios, hasta luego, and next week I'll probably be doing this again. Again, if you have a topic that you'd like to talk about, please let me know. If you liked my show, please click like on, follow actually on Blog Talk Radio, or you can check my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. And you can also find me on the web, ascensionmagic.com. Until next time, all is well. All is well. I'm going to end with some love.